This podcast is produced by podcast-marketing-center.com.
The results of applying our business suggestions depends entirely upon your ambitions, time, commitment, activity, and business skills. If you wish more information, please contact us at podcastwithmike.com.
Today on Podcast with Mike, your hosts,
Scott Patton of podcast-marketing-center.com and
Mike Filsaime of butterflymarketing.com discuss
the first sale. Mike teaches powerful offers he makes the moment every prospective customer visits his websites.
The irresistible offer. Do you know the five essential components? Mike and Scott discuss all the details you'll need for your offer to succeed.
Supersize Me. Mike shares how to upsell your customers with valuable one-time offers, bumps, and cross-sells.
Target, tie-in, and collect. Adding value in your bumps, upsells, and cross-sells with relevancy.
Mike and Scott tie it all together with value-added examples, winning strategies for marketing with integrity and congruency.
Welcome to Podcast with Mike. Let's join your hosts, Scott Patton in Vancouver, British Columbia, and Mike Filsaime in Long Island, New York.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Podcast with Mike. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Mike Filsaime. Hey, Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Glad to be back again this week.
Great. So last week we talked about building an opt-in list, and you were sharing how you were getting about a dollar a person, and you figured out, wow, if I'm getting every month, I've got 200 people on my list, I made $200, now I've got 500 people on my list, I got $500, and kind of a light bulb went off, and you said, wow, like if I could build this list to 10,000 or 25,000 or even 50,000, would, you know, that would be pretty nice. And even if I didn't keep it at the dollar and I only made 50 cents, you know, 50 cents on times 50,000 people, still a nice monthly income, right? And one of the things that you mentioned, though, was the power of upselling people so that they would go to your site, that maybe if they bought that particular ebook or product or software that you had there, that wasn't the end of the sales process as far as you were concerned. And that's the topic I really want to talk about today with you, because I think that's something that people don't really think a lot about. They think, okay, I've got an ebook, it's $19, it's $37, it's $67, whatever the price is, and I do that and I'm done. And I think that's a huge mistake that everybody's made and continues to make today that they really shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, and even before I get to the upsell, because sometimes I refer to something as an upsell, but it's really the first offer. And I have a habit of sometimes calling it an upsell. But what I want to just touch upon first is the first sale and how that could be made compared to what we were talking to last week about driving traffic and collecting somebody's name and email address. And what I used to do when I first started is I would collect their name and their email address, and I would send them a welcome message, and it would say, "Hi, you know, my name is Mike, and you know, I'm gonna give you this free gift, and you know, I hope it helps you, blah blah blah." And I would just wait until I had an opportunity to find something to review, and that could be 3 or 4 days later before I even made an offer to them. And what I started doing at that time was making an offer to them immediately when they entered their name, their email address, and they hit submit. I would make a special offer, and then I later turned that into a one-time offer when I started reading some things on copywriting and understanding the power of using urgency or scarcity. But usually the one-time offer has to do with urgency. But, you know, you could limit it to, you know, in your sales copy to the next 10 people or something like that, and then that, you know, that plays with scarcity. But the important thing here is to understand that when somebody enters their name and their email address, they are at your website, and that's what we like to refer to as a captive audience. And when should you make an offer to somebody? When you know you have them in front of you, or when you hope to have them in front of you 7 days later? I mean, right. You know, when you look at it so logically, you would say to yourself, wow, I mean, how could I not take the opportunity to make an offer? And Jeffrey Gittimer, he's a friend of mine. He's a very famous author on sales. He wrote books like The Sales Bible, The Little Red Book of Selling, The Little Red Book of Sales Answers. And you see it all over the airports and everything. And Jeffrey Gittimer says, people love to buy, but they hate to be sold. So if you write your sales copy and keep that in mind at all times, that You're giving the people the opportunity to view an offer where they don't feel like they're being sold. They feel like they're giving an opportunity to buy, because we all love to buy. It feels good. It's the best. It's one of the best feelings that we have, is going out and spending money on something and having somebody tell us that we're crazy, and then we get to justify why we did, you know, such a great thing. And, you know, it's just a good feeling. So we want to always think about that when we're making an offer to people. Mark Joyner calls it making the irresistible offer. It's not just an offer. Always ask yourself when you're making an offer, is this the most irresistible make to this customer at this time?
Would they be would I think I'm absolutely crazy not to buy this?
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of things that go in with sales copy. Things like fear of loss. We want them to know also that if they don't buy it, they'll be less off if they don't have it than if they do have it.
That's right.
So there's lots of different things in sales copy, and we'll probably get into that one day in one of our podcasts, of course. But the important thing here is to realize to make an offer to a customer while they are a captive audience. And now we can get into the upsell.
Right. Because as I'm listening to you, Mike, I'm getting this is kind of opening some new windows for me, or some more new doors for me, because I get this impression of, okay, I'm remembering, I go to a site, oh, this is interesting information, oh, they got a free newsletter or something, great. Put my name in, put my email address in, and I use that almost like my bookmarks. If I'm at a good site and they've got a newsletter, I sign up. I may not even read the newsletter the first three times, but I know that they'll remind me about the site and I can go back and go through it a little more thoroughly, right? Whereas if I put it in my bookmarks, it's with 5,000 other bookmarks, and I usually can't find it in there, and I don't bother, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, okay, I hit that, I hit submit, and then what happens is a page comes up that says, thank you for joining my newsletter. Watch your inbox. Rest of the page blank.
We'll be back in a moment with Mike and Scott.
I'm Danny Gusby, executive producer of Podcast with Mike.
And I'm Heidi Neighbert, production coordinator of Podcast with Mike.
Heidi, I hear Mike and Scott have a very special offer for our listeners.
That's right, Danny. Take the butterfly challenge at podcastwithmike.com/butterfly. You might be featured on the show to talk about how this podcast has contributed to your success.
That's right. And you might even win a free 30-second audio promotion produced right in our studio for your own podcast or to use on your website. So go to podcastwithmike.com/butterfly for details.
Now let's rejoin the conversation with Mike and Scott.
That's what I call, I did an article on this back in 2004. I called it Dead Real Estate in Internet Marketing.
Yeah.
And, I spoke about that if you look at anything today, whether it's a pen at a hotel or your mouse pad or a magnet on your refrigerator, or if you're watching a baseball game and you're watching from the pitcher's perspective, they have a green screen behind the batter and there's an advertisement. What people have realized, whether it's on a matchbook or it's on a placemat at a diner or a restaurant, is that anything in the world that has space is room for advertising.
Yeah.
And when you look at that in your internet business, you also realize that there are places where you should be advertising, and if not, it's dead real estate. And it's like handing out pens at a networking party without your name on it or a blank business card. So
we were at an event and somebody handed out, was it pens, or I forget what it was, and it was like who is and the guy's name.
Right. It gets people talking. It created a buzz.
It sure did.
Yeah. So like you said, if somebody opts into your newsletter, the last thing you want to do is say, thank you for subscribing. Please check your inbox now and look for a confirmation link or your first email or something. You definitely want to get that message across to them if you're using double opt-in to make sure that they confirm their email address. However, you definitely want to make an offer to that person right now, because it may be, in many cases, because we have an attention deficit disorder society, that if you don't make an offer now, you most likely will never have an opportunity to make the offer. And if you do, they won't be in the same state of mind that they are when they're interested in that product. It only makes sense to make them an offer now.
That's
right.
They're
at your site for a reason.
Yeah, they've taken some action, and maybe you can get them to take another action, right? Because they're in motion. Right?
That's correct. And there's a book called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert Cialdini.
Yeah.
And he calls that commitment and consistency.
Yeah.
That, the first one was that Alex Mondozian likes to call it the shy yes. They gave their name and their email address. Now, you know, they're going to stay consistent with that initial commitment, and they're likely now to make a purchase. And this ties in perfectly with the topic that we're talking about today, which is the upsell. And you know, I've read statistics on upsells, and what I've been told, and I believe it to be true, and could even be higher, is that a customer is 5 times more likely to buy from when you present an offer to them than going out and getting another prospect.
Yeah, that's right. And this applies equally to if somebody has, because we've just talked right now about opting in for something that's free, but if you've got your sales copy, you've written it, and you've got that 1 or 2 average percent, you know, 1 or 2% of people on average may buy, will buy, and they've bought your actual product, when you've got your thank you page for making your purchase, if you've got another offer there, that's another form of upselling, right? It's like, wow, I've already got the wallet. They've got their wallet out. They've paid me once. Here's the add fries thing, right? Pay
yes,
the second
right.
time.
Yeah, exactly. It's there's things that are called bumps. There's things that are called upsells, and there are things that are called cross sells. And I'll give a quick example that was shared with me, and that I shared also at the big seminar last week, is that. And everybody can probably relate to this because there's McDonald's all over the country and all over the world.
Right.
And that's when you drive up to McDonald's and you go to the drive-thru, or even, especially more in the days when they used to have supersizes, but now they just call it medium and large. But for this sake, we're just going to say supersize. And you go up and you say, I'll have a number 3, please, you know, a quarter pounder with cheese value meal. The person behind the counter is trained to say to you, would you like to supersize that? And you say to yourself, 30% of the time, people are going to say, yes, I'll supersize it. But just by McDonald's already knows that they already have a customer. The sale is already made. You're at the drive-thru. You're already committed. Now they just make you a very simple option where she just presses a button, says supersizes, and adds 90 cents to your order. And that's the classic upsell, taking what you already have and making it bigger. And then here comes the cross-sell. You don't even know it's coming. And they say to you, would you like an apple pie with that? And you say, you know what? Yeah, that'll be great. Let me get something sweet to wrap it all up with. Yes, I'll have the apple pie. And then they turn around to you, and now they give you the bump. And they say to you, would you like 2 for $1? And who in the world needs 2 apple pies
right.
after you just had a large fry, large Coke, and a quarter pounder with cheese? But so you say to them, how much is just 1 apple pie? And they say to you, it's 91 cents, and it's 2 for $1. And you say to yourself, well, by golly, I'm not going to let them get away with not selling me an apple pie for 9 cents.
Right.
And you end up, you know, and then we wonder why we have obesity problems in this country. But
that shows how effective it is, right?
But that shows how effective it is. And I'll give you just another quick one that I know that everybody can relate to. And you say to yourself, I'm not going to let them sucker me into that huge barrel of popcorn at the movie theater.
Right.
And you walk up and they say to you, can I get a medium popcorn? And then they show you the medium. And then they say, would you like a large for 25 cents more? And then you look at the difference between the medium and the large, and you'd never eat it in your life, but you say to yourself, how could I pass up on that
that's
for
right.
25 cents?
Yeah.
You know, and that's just an upsell. They know that it costs them maybe 6 cents to give you that popcorn, but they're making an extra 24 cents on everybody in the line. And, you know, over the years and over the months and weeks and everything like that, it's going to create a lot of money.
We'll be back in a moment with Mike and Scott.
I'm Danny Gusby, executive producer of Podcast with Mike.
And I'm Heidi Nabert, production coordinator of Podcast with Mike.
Working with one of the leading internet marketers on the planet has its advantages.
Sure does, Danny. Mike shares extremely valuable inside information every week.
Get the inside scoop on what Mike recommends to us on a regular basis. Go to podcastwithmike.com/recommends for details.
So what we want to do is we want to look at how can we make those same types of upsells, cross-sells, and bumps to our customers by providing value to the initial offer.
Yeah, and I want to just give you a real life example that happened about 2 months ago, Mike, and I know you're very familiar with this one, but I wrote some sales copy for a gentleman in London, England, and he sold his main product, and then as soon as people bought it, they were offered a complimentary product, same price, and he figured out that if those people that bought his first product who did not already own the second one, over 27% purchased the second one, if you pulled out the people that had already owned it, right?
And, right.
I mean, that's, you know, you basically can increase your business by 25% with almost no extra work, right? I mean, you have to write another sales letter or another offer. But you know, he drove and his affiliates drove traffic to his main site, and the people bought once, and 25% of them bought a second time. And he made well over $200,000 in sales over the last couple months because of that.
So, oh, yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, the power of just a checkbox sometimes on a sales page, on an order page, can have, you know, incredible long-term financial success. I mean, people like to check things. It's, you know, they, you know, it's that, you know, we used to see it, you know, in the car business. You know, people would stress, Scott, they would stress for 3 weeks when buying a car. And then as soon as they finally pulled the trigger and left the deposit, all of a sudden you'd see them say, oh, I want the pinstripe. Oh, and I want the alarm system. And then everything else after that, you know, before it was about, I have to be at 250 a month. I have to be at 250 a month. And they drove around for weeks because it was 252, it was 251. They were stressing out like crazy. And the second they made a decision, again, commitment and consistency,
right,
the second they made that decision, they started just buying everything because now they're a proud owner of the car and they want it to be, you know, the very best way that it, you know, that it could be. They want to be proud of it. And the very same thing happens when people are even at an order form on a website. So I'll give you a quick example of what people can do. If you're giving away a free newsletter and you're really providing really good value and good tips, how about this? How about if you're making a sale for a $9 item and you're selling 9 or 10 of these things a day or whatever the case is, why not put a little checkbox on your order form? Just experiment. Watch what would happen. Put a little checkbox that says, yes, I would like to be part of your online weekly newsletter for only you know, $17 a month or $7 a month or whatever. And all they simply have to do is check a box before they hit the submit button. You would be surprised. Probably 25 to 35% of the people that are making a one-time $9 sale will now check a box that automatically adds to the cart for a $7 or a $17 a month sale that you get paid every single month, and now you've just taken your profits and, you know, you multiply them by 10.
Right. That's a great tip. So any last comments on upsells, Mike? Because we're coming up to our 15-minute mark, and we're going to get ready to wind up our podcast for today.
Yeah, just one last thing, if I could say, let's see, on an upsell, would be try to make the offer congruent to the original purchase.
Yeah.
If not, it's considered a cross sell, where it's congruent but not directly related. An upsell should be more of the original purchase at even greater of a discount, and normally you want to use urgency and scarcity and say, you know, we only have 50 of these offers left, 37 were taken, and you know, this offer won't be made again. Yeah, when you make that offer in the upsell, you want to have, like I said, just give more value of the original type of purchase that you were given at an even greater discount. So
you want to be consistent and congruent.
Yeah. So let's say somebody was buying floppy disks, you know, or CD-ROMs, you know, and they buy 100 CD-ROMs for $19. Your upsell should be, would you like another 300 CD-ROMs for $14? Where, you know, the person at this point will say, well, that's just too good to be true. And as long as you leave yourself profit there, you will realize that in the long run, you will make more money by making an upsell to a customer that already just made a purchase.
Right.
They're in buying mode.
Right. And that's one of the big things I think Rich Sheffrin talks about, is how to increase your business and everything else. Is one is, sure, you can get more customers, but what if you could sell more to your customers? And I think this is an area where most people are leaving a ton of money on the table, because you've got the wallet, you got the credit card in your hand, and you just have to say, well, what else do you want? And we don't do that as much.
Correct.
As we should.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah, so we always want to keep that in mind when making an offer to people. And I think one upsell is enough. I don't care how good the offer, the next offer would be. I think there comes the point where the customer is going to be like, you just keep putting these offers in front of me, I can't say no. When's it going to stop? And they may resent it. So they're happy with an upsell, but after that, I think it's okay to leave it. And maybe next time we talk, Scott, we can talk about a downsell, because I know we don't have the time for that today.
Right. And that's a really good point, too, is we don't want to hammer people to the point that they avoid us like the plague, right?
Yeah.
Great. Well, it's been awesome talking with you again today, Mike. Some really, really good information. And everybody that's listening out there, you've got a little bit of homework. Go and sign up for your newsletter and take a look at the page that shows up that says, you know, thank you very much. And if all it says is like, thank you, you know you've got some work to do. Look at your sales copy and look at your sales process. And if all it says is thank you very much for your purchase and there's not another little offer that you can put in there or some other offer that you can put in there, then make those changes and then test it and see what happens. So it's great information, Mike. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for joining us again. This is podcastwithmike.com. And make sure you head over there, leave some comments. If you've got some questions or topics that you'd like us to talk about, we want to make this as interactive as we can. So we're really interested in what you think of our podcast and also what questions you'd like Mike and I to deal with in future podcasts.
Next time on Podcast with Mike, your host Scott Patton of podcast-marketing-center.com and
Mike Filsaime of butterflymarketing.com discuss
the art of selling online with upsells, bumps, and cross-sells.
Mike's Traffic Conversion Secrets 101, suspect, prospect, customer, partner, friend.
Getting to yes, Mike's formula when a prospect says no, and much, much more on Podcast with Mike.
I'm Heidi Neighbor. On behalf of Mike Filsaime, for more information on this podcast, visit podcastwithmike.com.
And I'm Danny Gusby, executive producer for Podcast with Mike. This podcast has been a production of podcast-marketing-center.com.
Thanks so much for listening.